One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Bactine, the remarkable new family antiseptic and germicide, another fine, dependable product of Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Overheard between mother and father barber late at night in the bedroom.
You awake, Fanny?
Hmm?
Wake up and talk to me, Fanny. I've got something on my mind.
Oh, Henry.
Yeah? Oh, all right, then I'll fight it out alone.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, do you have a bottle of Bactine in your home? Bactine, spelled B-A-C-T-I-N-E, is the ideal family antiseptic. There has never been a product exactly like it. Bactine is ever so effective and soothing for itching, burning feet, and for athlete's foot. Bactine relieves the itching and burning and helps combat infection. Bactine is a clear, colorless liquid that does not stain skin or clothing, does not sting nor burn like harsher antiseptics, has a fresh, clean odor. Get a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine from your druggist right away. B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine, the ideal family antiseptic. Chapter 16, Book 78. And now in Seacliff, San Francisco, it is well after midnight. And in the Barber family home, there are two wakeful people. Teddy, lying in her bed in the darkness, sees again in her mind's eye the shabby old house in San Rafael, which Elwood Giddings, her fiancé, bought without consulting her. And down in the master bedroom, another party to that purchase is also wakeful. Henry Barber hasn't closed his eyes. He turns restlessly, looks at Fanny, sound asleep beside him, and sighs.
Yes.
Henry?
You're awake, Fanny?
Well, I am now. What is it, Henry?
Fanny.
Well?
Fanny, when Teddy came back from inspecting the house in San Rafael, she seemed quite cheerful, don't you think?
Well...
When I said there's lots you can do to that house, she admitted it, eh? Yes, I think she saw possibilities over there. Yes, I'm sure she did.
Hmm.
Now, if you talk to her before she leaves for the hospital in the morning, you do something for me, will you, Fanny? Eh?
Mm-hmm.
You tell her that fixing up old houses can be a fascinating hobby. Yes, you explain all that to her, Fanny.
Oh,
of course, I wouldn't have urged Elwood to buy that house if I thought for a moment that Teddy didn't like it.
Teddy's preference didn't cross your mind, Henry. You and Elwood were buying the dental office out in front. You weren't thinking of Teddy at all.
Yes, perhaps she was a little disappointed.
She loathed it, Henry, just as I said she would.
Yes.
Oh, now please go to sleep.
You go back to sleep, Fanny, and I'll fight it out alone. I haven't closed my eyes. Heard everything that's happened since 10 o'clock. Sirens on the boulevards, airplanes overhead, ships at sea, surf on the shore, birds, heard it all. I keep seeing that little house. But it's no trick to fix broken pickets or put on new shingles. Well, there's nothing to that. A little paint would do wonders.
Henry, would you like me to go and get you some hot milk?
Yes. That'd be nice of you, Fanny. Oh, somebody at the door. Yes, who is it?
You two all right?
Oh, Clifford.
Yes.
Heard you talking in here, and then I met Teddy in the hall. Everybody seems to be awake
tonight.
What's Teddy doing?
She couldn't sleep either. She's down in the kitchen making milk toast.
Yes. My robe, please, Clifford. Hand me my robe.
Oh, Henry, don't go down and talk to her now.
Now, you stay right there, my dear. Go back to sleep. I'll get my own hot milk. Now, where are my slippers?
There they are, Dad.
Yes, here.
Almost 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, Dad.
Well, we can all sleep late tomorrow. Now, you close your eyes, Fanny. I hope I didn't disturb you.
Oh, that man.
Hmm?
You see, his conscience bothers him.
No. What about?
Oh, he pushed Elwood into buying that terrible house before Teddy saw it. She's just heartsick.
Yeah.
Henry knows whose fault it is.
Dinner, I thought Teddy looked as if somebody had hit her a good hard poke in the stomach.
Clifford, put that window down a little, will you? There's a cold, damp breeze.
Okay. Maybe I'll go downstairs and have a snack myself.
Oh, Clifford, wait until your father comes back up. He was just looking for a chance to talk to Teddy alone. Oh, now he'll stay down there in the kitchen so long I'll have to get up and go after him.
Yeah. Oh, so you're in the kitchen too, Teddy.
Oh, Father Barber.
Yes, Teddy. I thought I'd have some hot milk.
Well, there's some on the stove. Want me to pour it?
No, you sit right there. Finish a bowl. I know where everything is. So excited about your house and wedding and all, you couldn't sleep either, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know how you feel. When Fanny and I got married, we moved into a modest place, and we were just as excited and happy as if it were a mansion.
Would you like me to make you some toast?
No, I'll sit here with you and just sip a cup of milk. Yeah, not really hungry. I suppose that you and Edward talked about plans for your house all evening, eh, Teddy?
No, not very much.
You find it's great fun to remake up an old house, Teddy. Why, almost every month in the magazines there are articles about the joy of transforming old houses.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, take two young people in love, a can of paint, a sack of cement, a flat of flowers, and their dreams, and they can do wonders, Teddy. Eh?
Well, I didn't say anything.
Oh. Teddy?
Yes?
I hope you aren't put out with Elwood for buying that house before you saw it. He consulted me, you know, Teddy.
Yes.
Relied on my judgment.
Yes, Father Barber, I know.
Yes, you see, Elwood looks up to me, Teddy. Yes, respects my judgment. And in business matters, I can be very forceful. Now, don't tell me that you quarreled with Elwood.
No.
Act peaked, though?
I don't know how I acted.
I've had women displeased with me, too, in my time.
Have you really?
Oh, yes, many times. They withdraw.
They do.
Yeah, become polite. I presume you became polite with Elwood this evening?
Probably.
You girls can be devastating, Teddy. A flip of the skirt, toss of the head, a frigid politeness, and a man is reduced to a bowl full of jelly.
You make it sound dreadful.
Well, the male is difficult, too, sometimes. Oh, Teddy, hand me that pad and pencil there.
Mm.
Yes, I want to show you something. Thank you. I'll make a little sketch here.
What?
Now, here's your picket fence. Here's your little stucco dental office. Here's the brown lawn. And the bungalow in back.
What's this for?
You wait. I remember, some years ago, a young couple named Winters, Joel and Sarah Winters. Oh, they weren't too young, about your age and Elwood's. Well, sir, they moved into a ramshackle little bungalow that hadn't been painted in half a century. Shingles off the roof and pickets gone from the fence, boardwalk. Oh, a very sad place. But they busied themselves weekends and evenings, put in flower beds, painted the house, and created a home, Teddy. And all that time, what was happening to them, eh? Every blessed creative thing they did brought them closer together. Yes. It isn't the final accomplishment that makes life worth living. It's the challenge, the struggle. Yes. The good Lord didn't put us here because he thought it would be good for us to have things easy. That's the trouble with the whole world today. Everybody wants life to be like a motion picture, all fingernail polish and never a hair out of place.
Are you lecturing me, Father Barber?
No, I'm just talking. Now then, look at the picture I've drawn here. Now, we've put the pickets back in the fence, you see? And here is green, shiny ivy growing over the dental office. And here, a flagstone walk, and a new lawn, and a bright green front door, and flower boxes. Yeah. How's that for a house?
Oh, it would cost a lot, though.
Yeah, the flowers are free. They'll come from my own garden.
Well, yes, but the paint and the flagstone.
Teddy, I have an embarrassment of paint in the basement, and I don't know what to do with all my leftover paints. Brushes, too, everything.
Oh, a green and white house would be very pretty.
Wouldn't it? Now then, the flagstone. I was telling my gardener, Ernie Gans, today. I wanted Ernie to tear up the flagstones on the lower terrace and put in a brick walk. Yes, so you and Elwood can have those flagstones. You're welcome to them. You'll do me a favor if you take them away.
Maybe that old place does have possibilities.
Possibilities? Why, it can be a dream house, Teddy. Yes, well, they'll run before and after pictures of it in Sunset Magazine first thing you know.
Oh, Father Barber.
And how about a blue and white breakfast nook, eh? Yes, it wouldn't cost much. Why, Terry, you haven't begun to fix that place up. Enlarge the front windows, change the lines, paint the roof, add a porch, a little red brick wall instead of the picket fence.
Oh, Father Barber.
You can see her now? Why, Teddy, it's a charming house. It's a prize winner.
You know something. I guess I've been acting pretty darn childish about this whole thing. I wanted everything to be perfect to start with.
Oh, what's the fun in that?
I'm glad you came down to talk to me.
Henry, when are you coming back to bed?
Oh, we're both coming up right now, Mother Barber.
Yes, Teddy.
You know, Mother Barber, I hadn't realized what a wonderful house that can be.
Yes, yes, Teddy. It's a beautiful place.
What house are you talking about?
Our new house. The house in San Rafael.
Hmm?
Yes, yes. Run along now, Teddy. Oh, by George, it's almost 2:30. Run along. Let us all go to bed.
All right, Father Barber. Good night. Good night, Mother Barber.
Good night, Teddy.
See you in the morning.
Henry, what's been happening down here?
Oh, we were just talking. You worried needlessly, Fanny. I said all along that she saw the possibilities in that place in San Rafael.
I wonder, though.
Hmm?
I wonder if she's trying to convince herself or to make you feel less guilty.
The Barbers will be back in a moment. And now, I'd like to have a word with you mothers. I wonder how many of you know what you can do when your youngsters fall down and scrape a knee or elbow or cut themselves on something.
Well, Mr. Barton, in our family, the answer is easy. Just bathe it with Bactine.
That's right, Mother Barber. Use Bactine, Bactine, the new amazingly different and effective fighter of germs. You'll discover that the youngsters will not mind it when you use Bactine, Mother. It's powerful, but also extra gentle. It does not sting nor smart like harsher antiseptics. Remember, Bactine is extra gentle, yet powerful in fighting germs. It destroys most germs fast and thoroughly. And the effectiveness of just one application lasts up to 6 hours. Bactine has many other uses, too. If you've never tried Bactine, do so now without risk. Get a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine from your drugstore. And if it doesn't prove to be the finest household antiseptic and all-around germicide you have ever used, send the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and they will give you double your full purchase price. That's Bactine, Bactine. Here's the family again.
Fanny, are you asleep?
What is it now, Henry?
Do you suppose that Teddy was only pretending to be enthusiastic about fixing up that house and really doesn't like it?
Henry, that's what I've been trying to tell you. Don't you ever listen to anything I say. Now go to sleep.
Is hay fever getting you down right now? Do you feel miserable with a cold? Get those bright red tablets in the bright red package at your drugstore for quick relief from hay fever and cold discomfort. I mean Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N. Take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. Tabsin gives you a dependable antihistamine for the sniffles, the sneezes, the watering and itching of its eyes and nose, but it does more. Tabsin also offers fast, effective relief from the headache that so often accompanies hay fever and colds. Yes, for real relief from hay fever and cold misery, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Bactine. Tomorrow, Chapter 18, Book 78. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.